Welcome. Welcome to Timpanogos Hypnotherapy Podcast with your host, Jolly Simons. This is a podcast which invites you to learn more about the power of the mind, how the power of the mind, the subconscious mind and the conscious mind and the unconscious mind works, how the power of the conscious mind, the subconscious mind and the unconscious mind can work for your benefit or for your demise. It's pretty much what this podcast is about. So today I want to talk about aging. Aging is an amazing thing. Nobody wants to age. Nobody wants to get old. Nobody wants to lose muscle and lose the eyesight. And everybody wants to be youthful with a good skin and strength and vitality and all the energy. But there is something that as the time passes, we know that life is the way it is. We are humans and one day we are going to die. But in the meantime, why not have the energy to enjoy life? And especially you can have all the money you want, but if you don't have health, it is very difficult, right? You can have incredible looking outfits, good clothes, dressing, Dior, Chanel, whatever. But if you are not healthy, it's going to show and life goes so fast. We enjoy life when we have health. And health and youth, it goes hand in hand. But we know that life goes with up and downs. It takes also our skin, our organs, and everything. One of the things to enjoy life is to learn to master life. My father-in-law died about 100, and I believe that he could handle for another, I would say another 5 more years, 7 more years. One of the things he did, or the traditional words he said to the family, everything will work out, not to worry. Worry produces sickness and affects your brain. He used to say that. He was a man that just eat the right amounts, enjoy life, enjoy a walk, always happy. Well, you know, always calm. I used to ask him, what was the advice? He said, the longer you live, you realize that everything has a solution. If it doesn't have a solution, there is no reason. You just need to accept the situation, but don't need to stress. And I think the younger we are, we stress so much. Why? Because we have so much energy, right? And then as time passes, we realize that we need to calm down and save that energy. Well, today we are going to talk about how we can be young. And it's not just about good creams or plastic surgery or, you know, different kind of things that are out there that we can use. Well, of course, there is a lot of things we can use and do, but the main thing is having internal organs healthy and happy. Now, one of the reasons we age is the results from the cells in our body. The cells in our body no longer dividing and forming new daughter cells. Everybody said, what is that about? Do you know that after the cells replicate about 50 times, they stop? And then slowly the tissues, the makeup, our organs, our skin, our bones wear out. We age and we eventually die. Every time a cell divides, its DNA strands get shorter and shorter and cells eventually stop dividing where the DNA inside their nucleus get to a specific length. Many people don't give importance to the cells, and yes, they want to eat. I think there is more open mind now of what we eat. There are so many type of diets. There's so many type of things that we can do to take care of ourselves. But something that opens our minds to how we become younger. And wait a little bit, because as I continue, we are going to learn about how we can keep this beautiful skin that we have even better, and how we can keep our liver and every part of our body healthier. So in 1985, scientists discovered an enzyme called telomerase, which repairs DNA strands to longer lengths. Studies since then have found that we need to take care of that enzyme in our DNA. The telomerase is an enzyme that repairs the ends of the DNA strands. It's called telomeres. In other words, young cells have longer DNA strands. And of course, right now they say not too long and not short at all, right? The longer the strands of the DNA, the more possibilities of diseases. So, you know, I notice in life everything is a balance. But shorter strands in the DNA, the telomeres, is not a good idea. So this is very important because many people have heard about epigenetics, right? And epigenetics plays an incredible role in our age. Epigenetics is a most important thing to pay attention. It's not just our DNA. So what is epigenetics? Our genes play an important role in our health, but so our behaviors and environment, such as what we eat, if we are physically active. So epigenetics is the study of how our behaviors and environment can cause changes that affect the way our genes, our DNA, our chromosomes work. Unlike genetic changes, epigenetic changes are reversible and do not change our DNA sequence, but they can change how our body reads a DNA sequence. We have heard about gene expression. The gene expression refers to how often or when proteins are created from instructions within our genes. So while our genetic changes can alter which protein is made, epigenetic changes affect gene expression to turn genes on and off. Let me explain this. Epigenetic changes affect gene expression in many, many ways. So there is something about epigenetics that I love, because if we understand this, we don't need to worry if our parents, or we are predisposed to cancer or predisposed to diabetes, because from the beginning, from our bodies when we are babies, right, we come with our genes from our grandparents. But that doesn't mean that we need to inherit their diseases. We can use epigenetics, and epigenetics is so important because epigenetics will change our body, depends on the place we live, the environment, and everything is around us. Our epigenetics can change as we age. And like I said, thanks to epigenetics and understanding that, we don't need to be worried if our parents have some diseases and we said, oh, that is our destiny. That is our destiny. Destiny doesn't exist. We can change our destiny. So epigenetic changes begin before we are born. All our cells have the same genes but look and act differently. As we grow and develop, epigenetics helps determine which function a cell will have. For example, whether it will become a heart cell, nerve cell, or a skin cell. Our epigenetics change throughout our life. Our epigenetics at birth is not the same as we go to adulthood, right? So not all epigenetic changes are permanent. Some epigenetic changes can be added or removed in response to changes of behavior, environment. If we are predisposed to cancer or diabetes or whatever it is, we can make changes in our body, in our life. We can make changes in the way we live and our nutrition. We can make changes in the way we act. We can make changes how we react to difficult situations. And all of that stuff will change our gene expression. All of this will change our gene expression. Now, one of the things that shows if we aging faster is the caps at the end of the chromosomes are called telomeres. And at the end of the chromosomes, they have these little caps like little shoes that protect the DNA from damage and being associated with greater longevity. In theory, the longer the telomeres allow the cell to divide more times and therefore to live longer. Of course, there is, like I explained before, if the telomeres, little shoes, or the caps are too long, also is a risk for chronic health conditions. So everything in a balance. We always say the telomeres dictate our life, but also we are the ones who tell the telomeres what to do. How we are going to function in this life, it begins from the beginning. from when we are in the womb of our mother, and after that, when we get out of there and we go to the environments. And later on, when we have more into more cognitive and emotional intelligence, what we are going to choose for our lives. There's so many things that we can help. One of the great things and the reason I'm doing this podcast is because I'm a hypnotherapist and I continually see so many people with different situations and in emotional situations, and people come for pain, for smoking cessations, which hypnotherapy is very popular with, and weight management, lose weight, etc. But also now there is more people with different, more medical issues that like irritable bowel syndrome and different conditions that affect the physical body. One of the things and the reason I'm making this podcast today is because the article that I came in the Medical Journal of Medicine talking about the irritable bowel syndrome is a condition affecting the colon. And it's very interesting because there is growing evidence that mood disorders play a key role in the development of irritable bowel syndrome. And so they've been observing and doing these studies about irritable bowel syndrome is caused by the mood disorder, anxiety, depression. According to the Journal of Medicine, they hypothesize that stress induces implicit memories in the enteric nerve system. What is the enteric nerve system? It's the one who is in charge of the gastrointestinal tract. And it's an important to understand this thing because according to the studies, they explain that everything that emotions, anger, sadness, all of that goes to this enteric nerve system, the one in charge of the gastrointestinal system. And everything that goes in there by emotions and then produces hormones that releases into the blood and affects all the organs, they really affect the gut. And one of the things also that I was impressed about this article is talking about how the enteric nerve system is similar to the central nerve system. It kind of functions similar. It acts with memories and emotions and how it produces the enzymes, the hormones, the physical release of these hormones, but how people can get this, you know, these conditions affecting the physical body. In the case of irritable bowel syndrome, it's interesting how the release of the emotions affect physically and produces these conditions. And there's so many, many, many other conditions that affect our digestive system. One of the things I was talking about epigenetics, how epigenetics can fit in this, is because epigenetics can change our situations. Every 2 weeks, we are not the same people, even in our physiological body. Every 2 weeks, we age or we just stable. So the stress induced memories in our system, in our physiological system, can cause an emergence of the problems, physical problems, diseases. And the gut is so important. Everybody, even in children with autism, the gut is the main thing. A lot of children with autism, they have problems in the gut. You know, it depends on the spectrum in autism. Some kids are very anxious, are very stressed out, and so even affect. And of course, why not? You know, the walls of the intestine is thinner and thinner. But the alterations and the functional gastrointestinal disorders that are caused by these emotional issues. Epigenetics said that we can change the gene expression. In other words, we can change how the telomeres are in their length, and we can make them stable, and we can make the telomeres with enzyme telomerase that helps now Now we find out that telomerase enzyme helps the telomeres to get stable and to be at the right length. So it is very important. Now, the reason I'm talking about all of this, that is because the Medical Journal of Medicine talks about an important beneficial effects of hypnosis on irritable bowel syndrome. And these benefits may be because hypnosis allows access to the unconscious brain, processes that modulate the stress associated with the unconscious information via the gut-brain axis. We're talking about the central nerve system and also the system that is in charge of the gastrointestinal system. How can emotions affect and destroy the gastrointestinal area? According to this study, hypnosis allows the access to the unconscious brain. Now, we know the unconscious brain is that part of our mind that controls the involuntary areas of our body, such as the lungs, right? The pancreas, the liver, the heart. Everything that is out of our control, everything that's involuntary, all that area that processes and modulates the stress associated with the unconscious part of our body. We can say that pain and perception comes according to our mind, according to the control of ourselves emotionally. The central nerve system is in charge of everything. We have the central nerve system that is divided in two, right? The sympathetic nerve system and the parasympathetic nerve system. So the sympathetic nerve system is associated with action, movement, running, right? And the parasympathetic is related to our digestion, to relaxing, to focus. So we need to have it in balance. When one is more than the other is when there is a problem and there is where it's inflammation. But one of the things that today I want to say is the youth is in our telomeres. Thanks to understand epigenetics, we know that we don't need to have a destiny. Our destiny can be changed anytime we want to. If we do our best to our telomeres, our chromosomes to function. And how we are going to do it? We need to do it by being positive, by being happy. And many times it's out of our willpower. We have a desire, but in a few hours it's not there any longer. So why not to use hypnosis? Why not to relax and use hypnosis? There is self-hypnosis also, and it's really very, very good. But after I will say, you know, thousands of hours spending with people doing hypnotherapy, I tell you one thing. What is better, you know, that massage yourself, your arms and your legs, or just relax and somebody can do it? I think when you do hypnosis, allow your body to relax and let somebody to help you and enter in that area, the subconscious mind. But today I'm not just talking about the subconscious mind. Today I'm talking about the unconscious mind. How hypnosis and the deeper state of relaxation going beyond, you can go to the unconscious mind and help that part of the body and make epigenetics to be effect. Like I said, epigenetics is the one who help us to understand there is no destiny. Yeah, you can say the destiny is to be this and to be that. My destiny is to be an engineer, or my destiny was to be this CEO. It's okay. It's good. But once you get there, you can make changes. You can make a different types of species or classes or categories of what you are. But understand that if you have talking about diseases, talking about mood disorders, people doesn't need to have destiny. People can change. And epigenetics is there to change the environment, to help us to change the environment, to help us to change a lot of things. So you don't exercise, you don't want to exercise, you have in there hypnosis. Let's do it. Let's tell your mind that you can do it and have a desire, right? If you feel that the anger has been there because there's so many things happening in your life and you just repressing all those emotions, why keep it? Why don't remove that garbage? So there's so many things. So today I just want to tell you, yes, there's a lot of creams, plus surgery, whatever you want to look young. But the most important is keeping your internal, your inside, your organs, your skin, your mind, your brain internally young and healthy. And I tell you, you do that and the skin just glows. Thank you for being here today, and let's keep that telomeres and our chromosomes happy. Till the next episode, see you then.